This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
The music of the stars back on the air, all the way to high noon. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You say you're sick of winter? Winter is still 3 weeks off. Oh no, there goes my weekend. Ha-ha. Edie Gourmet. Hang tight. Don Costa.
On the first warm day, in May, I hope you come a-calling and bring me a big bouquet. On the first warm night, shining bright, we won't feel much like talking, so kiss me and hold me tight. Then we'll climb the hill, and there beneath the cherry tree, where all is still, you'll say, marry me, oh, marry, marry me, the first warm day, on the first warm day. The rains to come and the creek to flood. And just about time I confess to you the things I'm busting to do.
They lie in boot hills all through the West. The outlaws, the gunslingers, the Billy the Kids, and worse. Say a fellow like the coward that shot Bill Hickok in the back. There's always one like that in every time of history. Most of them were varmints, but every once in a while, in one of them, there may have lived a man. He lay face down on the desert sand, clutching his six gun in his hand. Shot from behind, I thought he was dead, for under his heart was an ounce of lead. But a spark still burned, so I used my knife, and late that night, I saved the life of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I nursed him till the danger passed. The days went by, he mended fast. And then from dawn till setting sun, he practiced with that deadly gun. And hour on hour, I watched in awe. No human being could match the draw of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
One day we rode the mountain crest, and I went east and he went west. I took to law and wore a star, while he spread terror near and far. With lead and blood he gained such fame, all through the west they feared the name of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I knew someday I'd face the test, which one of us would be the best. And sure enough, the word came down that he was holed up in the town. I left the posse out in the street, and I went in alone to meet Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
They said my speed was next to none, but my lightning draw had just begun when I heard a blast that stung my wrist. The gun went flying from my fist, and I was looking down the bore of the deadly 44 of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
They say that was the only time that anyone had seen him smile. He slowly lowered his gun, and then he said to me, "We're even, friend." And so at last I understood that there was still a spark of good in Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I blocked the path of his retreat. He turned and stepped into the street. A dozen guns spit fire and lead. A moment later, he lay dead. The town began to shout and cheer. Nowhere was there shed a tear for Ringo.
Ringo.
The story spread throughout the land that I had beaten Ringo's hand. And it was just the years, they say, that made me put my guns away. But on his grave, they can't explain the tarnished star above the name of Ringo.
Ringo, 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 Ringo.
Lauren Green, who else? Music of the Stars.
Sat me down in the desert sand with a comb and scissors in his hand. As he cut my hair, he said, "I'm the best, the fastest barber in the West." I asked him where he'd gone to school. He said, "I studied in Liverpool. And I met four kids called the Beatles there, and I'd give my life just to cut the hair of Ringo."
Ringo, Ringo.
I met him next in the old town square. A voice was calling numbers there. The crowd was tense, listening hard. Each one had some beans and a card. The voice called 5, then 14. They covered each number with a lima bean. 5 beans in a row means a bullet in the head, because way out west you can wind up dead playing bingo. About high noon, I saw him walk into the town saloon with a dance hall girl they call Coquette. Looked to me like he was getting stinko.
Stinko, stinko.
He was laughing and having so much fun, you'd have thought he was watching an old rerun of Bilko.
Bilko, Bilko.
Then he went to the jukebox feeling jolly. Put on a record of Hello Dolly by Satchmo.
Satchmo, Satchmo.
He said, "I look soft, but underneath, I'm so tough that I brush my teeth with Brillo."
Brillo, Brillo.
Well, I looked in his glass to see what he had. What booze can drive a man so mad? But there was no booze in his glass at all. Just ice cream, the kind they call pistachio.
Pistachio, pistachio.
Pistachio must be dynamite, as he left for Liverpool that night. For destiny had called him there, and he had to cut that Ringo's hair. But something went wrong, as I reckon you know, if you saw the news not long ago. 'Cause that barber become a pistachio nut, and he plumb forgot what he went there to cut. And he sent this cablegram, "Collect to me." Guess who performed that tonsillectomy on Ringo?
The music of the stars on WRJN.
Alan Sherman at its 100th birthday today. Alan Sherman, quite a guy. And did you enjoy our Thanksgiving program? It's been saved on podcast, all 5 hours from last week. Check it out on civicmedia.us and enjoy. It's something I want to play for you, too. It's A Thanksgiving Grace at Dinner Time by, well, let me tell you who that is. The Music of the Stars. And I've got Alan Sherman on What's My Line? He wasn't just a satirist.
By Kellogg.
He was also a producer. He produced I've Got a Secret. And he also did, well, let's see, he also did some satire on, well, the most creative guy. He had his own show, and his records stopped selling, so they canceled him. What a shame when a guy with his talent wasn't able to get any more work on Capitol Records.
And on my left, the hit star of the hit musical What Makes Sammy Run, the wonderful Steve Lauren.
Rained all that parade. Sorry to hear that. We'll be right back. I always liked the work of Gary Busey. How about you? I was ever a Buddy Holly fan, but he had it nailed on the Buddy Holly story. An Oscar performance, completely overlooked. Here's Gary Busey as Buddy Holly.
Thank you, Stacy. Appreciate it. Hello. How you doing? Oh, man, I feel pretty good. I just talked to my wife. Let's do True Love Ways first. True Love Ways. Thank you very much. It's good to be in Clear Lake, Iowa. It's pretty cold up here, though. Oh, I haven't done this in a while. I'm a little nervous, so I'm going to play the hardest thing I know for someone real special. Here we go, True Love Way. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Just you know why you and I will buy and buy. Sometimes we'll cry and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love way. Throughout the day, our true love way will bring us joy to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love.
Go ahead, play one. King Curtis.
Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love way.
Gary Busey.
Just you know why.
And this is Buddy himself.
Why you and I will buy and buy no true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love ways. Throughout the days, our true love ways will bring with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why just you and I know true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why just you and I know true love.
Suntan, windblown, honeymooners at last alone, feeling far above par. Oh, how lucky we are, while I give to you and you give to me true love, so on it'll always be true love for have a guardian angel on high with nothing to do but to give to you and to give to me love forever. For you and I have a guardian angel on high with nothing to do but to give to you and to give to me love forever true. Love forever true.
Bing Crosby, Grace Kelly, 1956, from High Society. My dad, one time, said, what kind of a song is that? You give it to me, I give it to you. What kind of a... I think he was kidding. Song's about true love.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a Japanese transistor radio.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
green polka dot pajamas
and a Japanese transistor radio.
It's a Nakashima.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a calendar book with the name of my insurance man.
And a Japanese transistor radio.
It's the Mark IV model. That's the one that's discontinued.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a simulated alligator wallet.
A calendar book with the name of my insurance man.
Green polka-dot pajamas.
And a Japanese transistor radio.
And it comes in a leatherette case with holes in it so you could listen right through the case.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a statue of a naked lady with a clock where her stomach ought to be.
A simulated alligator wallet. A calendar book with the name of my insurance man.
Green polka-dot pajamas.
And a Japanese transistor radio.
Has a wire with a thing on one end that you could stick in your ear and a thing on the other end that you can't stick anywhere because it's bent.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a hammered aluminum nutcracker and all that other stuff.
And a Japanese transistor radio. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a pink satin pillow that says San Diego with fringe all around it and all that other stuff.
And a Japanese transistor radio. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
an indoor plastic bird bath.
All that other stuff.
And a Japanese transistor radio.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a pair of teakwood shower clocks.
And a Japanese transistor radio. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a chromium combination manicure scissors and cigarette lighter.
And a Japanese transistor radio. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
an automatic vegetable slicer that works when you see it on television, but not when you get it home.
And a Japanese transistor radio.
On the 12th day of Christmas, although it may seem strange, on the 12th day of Christmas, I'm going to exchange an automatic vegetable slicer that works when you see it on television, but not when you get it home.
Chromium combination manicure scissors and cigarette lighter.
Pair of teakwood shower clocks.
Indoor plastic bird bath.
Pink satin pillow that says San Diego with fringe all around it.
Hammered aluminum nutcracker.
Statue of a naked lady with a clock where her stomach ought to be.
Simulated alligator wallet.
Calendar book with the name of my insurance man.
Green polka-dot pajamas.
And a Japanese transistor radio. Merry Christmas, everybody!
Thank you.
Glenn Miller and the Real March American Patrol, swinging it, of course, as Glenn knew how to do. But let me tell you that, a sad note, it's going to be 80 years in a week or so that we lost Glenn, and Glenn was lost, America's greatest. Says a lot that the music is still played and loved today. God bless Glenn Miller and those with him as we enjoy his music today. American Patrol. We're going to get into that, too, and salute him. In a couple of weeks, right here, The Music of the Stars. This is from a movie you may have forgotten about. The Music of the Stars. The movie is Come to the Stable. Some people think this picture is like an answer to the Bells of St. Mary. But what it is, a couple of French nuns, Loretta Young, Celeste Holm, trying to make good on a wartime promise, a pledge to build a hospital in New England, and the church is not supporting them. And all they have is their faith to drive them on. Now, it's based on a story by Claire Booth Lewis. Her daughter died a few years earlier, and Luce was prompted to embrace the church. Now, as I mentioned, the film is forgotten today. It's got to do with gangsters, really. Thomas Gomez from New York. And he helps the nuns because he lost somebody, too, in the story. His son, a casualty of World War II. And Hugh Marlowe. He's a composer. He doesn't like the idea of the nuns trying to build a hospital near him, his neck of the country. One of the sidelines is plagiarism. No, really. It's a lot different than Miracle on 34th Street. Come to the Stable. It's kind of a reflection on our reactions to World War II. It's all about sacrifices made and the greater good. And it's set near Bethlehem, Connecticut, that is. The picture was directed by Henry Coster. Got 7 Academy Award nominations. 7. And Alfred Newman wrote a song. The song is Through a Long and Sleepless Night. That was nominated for an Oscar, but it lost out to Baby, It's Cold Outside from Neptune's Daughter. Now, the picture has got a lot to do with plagiarism. Cyril Mockridge writes the music, and he uses Alfred Newman's work on The Song of Bernadette. Good picture. 1945 is kind of a model, and it, well, an optimistic picture, kind of conjuring up a hopeful theme, symbolizing the goodness of these two women and their divine mission. Then he goes to the heart of the mysticism that seems to, well, remove all the roadblocks to their goal of building a hospital for sick kids. And at one point, there's a bishop marveling at their accomplishments. And he says to his assistant, "Something tells me there's an irresistible force let loose in New England." Oh, yes, I was telling you about plagiarism. What's that all about? Well, the tune Through a Long and Sleepless Night, it's obviously, well, you don't know that yet, but you will in a moment, lifted from Gregorian chant. Now, it's not plagiarism if you use Gregorian chant, but in the story and stories, take that Hollywood mentality. Hugh Marlowe, the composer, finds out that this beautiful, promising tune that he has just written is already being sung by the nuns during worship at church. And one of his friends said, "You stole that. That's Gregorian chant." "Well, I'll let you be the judge." See, a lot of people wonder who wrote the music in films. I mean, really. But these guys worked on deadlines. And sometimes shortcuts were invaluable. Thank you. Here's Bobby Darin, The Music of the Stars.
Through a long and sleepless night, I whisper your name. Through a long and sleepless night, of who is to blame? Can't help but wonder if you're lonely too, as I lie there and toss about, so at a loss about you. How I wish my heart would leave my memories alone. Why must I re-dream, relive the joys we've known? I pray that someday our love will see the light. Till then, in tick-tock silence, I beg my heart to weep less all through and over. So long and sleepless night.
Bobby Darin, Richard West Orchestra. And here it is from Come to the Stable, In Church by a Gregorian Choir. Get this.
Thank you.
music of the star, Peggy Lee.
Through a long and sleepless night, I whisper your name. Through a long and sleepless night, of who is to blame? Can't help but wonder if you're I lie there and toss about, so at a loss about you. How I wish my heart would leave my memories alone. Why must I redream, joys we have known? I pray that someday our love will see the light. Till then, in tick-tock silence, I'll beg my heart to weep less. All through an oh so long and sleepless
Alfred Newman's music. An interview with Alan Sherman on the Mike Douglas program. What do you say?
I'll introduce you to now a brilliant young guy who just wrote a Broadway show, but he's here to perform one of his latest recordings for us, Mr. Alan Sherman.
Soupy doopy doop. Oh, soupy doopy, soupy doopy doop. Oh, soupy doopy, strange things in my soup. That's what I found there, little tiny things that move around there. Looking down, I see they're looking up at me. Strange things can be seen. They're scattered sparsely, strange things that are green, but are not parsley in my bowl they've made. Their little aquacade. Soup was meant to be completely free of all extraneous debris, except for now and then a noodle or some rice. But these things aren't nice. See them swimming, splashing, thriving. Oh my God, they're scuba diving. In my bouillabaisse, I looked and then I saw a tiny face with large antennae, and I heard him say, the soup is good today. I let out a whoop. I hollered, waiter, there are strangers in my soup. And when he came, I said, now I'm a connoisseur. I ordered soup du jour. He said, look, I'm just a waiter. You need an exterminator. And when you ordered soup du jour, I knew you dug soup. I brought the soup du jour. Today it's bug soup. That explains the group of strangers in your soup. Soupy doopy doop. Oh, soupy doopy, soupy doopy doop.
Alan Sherman today, 100 years old.
Soupy doopy doop. The strangers in my soup.
Stand by for CBS News. The Music of the Stars continues 6.5 minutes from now. I'm Lou Regani.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.